This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. So as promised, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who had said that he was going to be bringing the migrants that are coming to his border to the Capitol, he has started to send busloads of migrants, and the first bus has reached Washington, D.C. These are people that consented, that had been vetted and cleared through Homeland Security. All right, so, you know, hopefully, these are people that went through the process, because we are trying to vet as many, you know, making sure people aren't coming from the cartel or drug dealers or you know, people who had, you know, multiple crimes in the past. Although it's very difficult, you know, since there's not like an international database. But the first busload has been brought to D.C., and it sounds like they were dropped off. They waved to the bus driver. It was a very, you know, benign ride, air-conditioned bus, but now they're in D.C. So now what? So Governor Abbott of Texas is Republican, and he had said that the U.S. government is not listening to him, and they have a border crisis. And with Title 42 being ended, as the CDC says, look, you know, we're not really in pandemic phase with COVID. Doesn't make sense to, you know, still have this going. Once Title 42 sunsets, experts, including Mexican officials, are expecting at least 140,000 people coming. There's been a caravan of a few thousand from Honduras, and more caravans are now forming and coalescing, and so they're expecting this summer us to see at least 140,000 people come to the border. Senators have spoken out, not only in Arizona. I live in Nevada. So Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, who is Democrat, has actually spoken out about ending Title 42 without a plan. Senator Cortez Masto says, I think it's just wrong to do it without a detailed plan. We always know right around summer there's a surge. And so, you know, this is something that I think bipartisanly you do have support for. One, we want an immigration process. I think everybody wants an immigration process. But how do we handle, you know, the drugs coming across the border? How do we handle the border agents being exhausted, suicide? We're seeing yearly high rates of suicide among border agents. Lack of funding, security issues, criminals coming across the border. The purpose of our immigration policy is to let the good people who are seeking asylum in. You know, we just spoke to Unidos U.S. About people being hungry and needing to eat in the SNAP program. You know, there has to be some process. We want to feed everybody. We want to take care of everybody. We want to vaccinate everybody. But at some point, the money stops. So what we do know in D.C. now is the first bus pulled up at about 8 a.m. It was blocks away from the Capitol building, so not directly at the Capitol. But it pulled up in front of the building that houses Fox News, NBC, and C-SPAN. The migrants disembarked one by one, checked in with officials, their wristbands were removed, and then they were told they could go any way they want, anywhere they want. Another bus is on the way. So is this theatrics? Is this putting migrants at risk? It looked like a beautiful day in D.C., but, you know, the question surrounds what role do border states have and how many migrants are they supposed to take? In fact, officials have said that already since Governor Abbott had made that announcement, less migrants have been, you know, dropped off in other Texas cities. So, you know, is this something that should be split? Should Hawaii, Alaska, should every state, you know, take, you know, split up the numbers and take their share of migrants coming to them? I mean, how do you decide? How do you do this? You know, I mean, it's taking the Texas governor to send, you know, migrants to other states. We know that the Biden administration has also been trying to relocate migrants. But, you know, as I've said before, we, you know, having been, you know, from a family of immigrants myself, I am very grateful that we have an immigration process. But in order for that immigration process to work, it has to be a process. It has to be organized. And it has to be equal. Okay? I mean, you can't discriminate. You can't say, well, you're coming from this country, so no. But you're coming from this country, so yes. I mean, we're supposed to be equal opportunity for everybody. But also, when people are asking for help, and they are asking their government for help, it's very concerning when states feel like they have to do the job of the U.S. government. And when you have when you have the border states saying we need help, you know, you have to listen. And I get there's politics and I get there's theatrics, okay? I mean, I'm not denying that argument that could be going on. But, you know, what do people do when they keep asking for help and they don't get help? You know, I've worked in places where I'm like, okay, look, this is something that has to get done. Nobody's doing it. So I do it myself. No, you can't do it yourself. Well, who's going to help? Why isn't anybody helping? So I think, you know, we have drug overdoses at the highest levels yet. And this was after doctors were sanctioned and censored and restricted on their narcotic prescribing. After all that, after pharmaceutical companies got sued over the last few years, drug overdose deaths are at the highest they've ever been. Which means drugs are coming across the border or we're getting them from China. I don't know who else needs to ask for help and what we need to do. But I think, maybe Governor Abbott is faulted for theatrics as long as these people are going there on their own volition. But if you do have border states that are asking for help, and now Nevada, you know, Catherine Cortez Masto is a Democratic governor, saying, look, we need to have a better process. This won't work. Then Title 42 was a crutch that you know, the government could use in the meantime because they didn't know what to do and they could use COVID as an excuse. But then if we have to use the crime as an excuse or the drug overdoses as an excuse, something has to happen because there's going to be more and more people with this recession and inflation wanting to come to the United States. I don't blame them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you guys have noticed my voice is a little off. My nose was running. I was coughing and sneezing. And, oh my gosh, I think I also had the hiccups. It was just a bad, 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 bad day. I got allergies. And I think a lot of us have allergies. But my day just got badder. More bad, worse. I like badder. Because studies come out saying allergies are linked to high blood pressure and heart disease. You know how many of us are screwed? So a study being presented at the ACC Asia 2022 Together with the Korean Society of Cardiology Spring Conference that is supposed to be happening later this week. This study has found a link between having allergies and high blood pressure and heart disease. You're kidding me. Really? Looking at 34,400 adults. This was within data from the 2012 National Health Interview Survey. They found that if you have a history of asthma or any respiratory, digestive, or skin allergy or any other allergy, you have a higher risk of developing high blood pressure and coronary heart disease. And you're like, are you kidding me? I don't need any more of this, okay? Allergies are bad enough. I'm sneezing, I'm coughing, I got runny nose, the sore throat, I can't sing, my voice is off, I try to yell at the kids, I can't yell at the kids. They're like, oh, Mom, you sound like this. It's not even funny. What they found is individuals with a history of allergic disorders between the ages of 18 and 57 were at a higher risk of high blood pressure. A higher risk of coronary heart disease was seen in study participants who were between the ages of 39 and 57, especially male and black African American. Asthma, if you had asthma, that seemed to be one of the highest contributing risk factors of you getting high blood pressure and coronary heart disease. So those authors suggest that long-term follow-up and more studies are needed to confirm their findings. But this isn't the first time we heard that asthma could be related to heart disease. I mean, and high blood pressure. You know, asthma is a very interesting sort of condition where you have inflammation that causes the airways to narrow, restrict airflow. So you, it's under the reactive airway disease umbrella. So you get wheezing, you get shortness of breath, you get a cough, and this bronchoconstriction, which is what we call it, it's deadly, obviously. You're in an asthmatic attack and you don't get oxygen or the steroids or the albuterol or whatever we need to open you up, like bronchodilators, that could be a problem. So we use bronchodilators to open up the airways during bronchoconstriction of asthma. We use steroids to decrease the inflammation. Sometimes if we think there's a pathogen component, like a bacteria, you might get antibiotics. But for the most part, we give you steroids and bronchodilators. I have seen people die of asthmatic attacks. Again, a lot of people are going to telemedicine. You know, they're like, oh, I'm having an asthmatic attack, and I understand telemedicine tries to treat them, but, you know, if you at all have shortness of breath, you know, wheezing, a cough that doesn't stop, you've got to get yourself seen right away. We have to know your oxygen status, because a lot of times we are going to give you oxygen. Things that will trigger asthma attacks is allergy season, pollen, smoke, alcohol. Cold air could trigger asthma. When you breathe in cold air and you go outside, and you get that first breath of cold air in the morning, that's enough to trigger the lungs. Dust mites could do it, mold, pet dander, exercise. There's exercise-induced asthma. Laughing could cause it, stress, acid reflux, heartburn. Aspirin has been known to cause asthmatic attacks. A lot of us have air fresheners in the car, those little tree things. Those things could do it. I've walked by people with really strong perfume or body spray, and that could also irritate your lung linings. I don't have asthma, but I feel like I'm starting to develop it, because when you live in Vegas, you kind of get something called a Vegas asthma because of all the dust. And then, of course, traffic and pollution. So why would asthma or allergies be related to high blood pressure and heart disease? Well, it's a whole variety of things. Okay, one is the stress of it. I mean, obviously, you know, you having, you know, the stress of can I breathe, am I getting good breath is significant. Also, it's affecting your oxygen levels. You need to be able to breathe and get proper oxygenation. So you're getting bronchoconstriction, or you're sneezing like crazy because of pollen, or you're coughing, or your eyes are watering, or you're stuffy. Like right now, my nose is stuffy. It's not drippy or anything, but it's stuffy. So I'm trying to breathe through my mouth while talking. I'm getting less oxygen. No wonder the show sounds like it does. When you get less oxygen, that after a while starts to strain the heart, strain the lungs. And then also the inflammatory state. We've talked about how inflammation could put you at risk for a variety of issues when it comes to the heart. And asthma or allergies is an inflammatory state. Now, some of you will say, well, then why not just take a Claritin and prevent heart disease and high blood pressure? Well, they're studying that. I'm not saying that. But you controlling your allergies might help. But here's the thing. This is the kicker. The reason why you have allergies, and I'm not talking about asthma, but the reason why you have allergies is it's a defense mechanism. You want your body to sneeze out mold. You want your body to sneeze out something that could have COVID. You want to cough that stuff out. So I see people, and you almost wonder, is the damage being done because they have allergies, or is the damage being done because they're taking all these medications to suppress their allergies, so the pathogens and the crap still stay in their body, and the medications mess with them? It's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? We have to be very careful in science, especially in medicine, blaming one thing versus the other. So how many of you guys ran to the drugstore to get medication for your allergies? And what did you do? Did you get Claritin? Did you get Zyrtec? Did you get Allegra? Did you get a Nasacort or Flonase or a nasal spray? Or did you go and get Sudafed? Well, Sudafed is a stimulant. Raises the heart rate. Raises blood pressure. What if all of this is because people are hitting the Sudafed? I don't know. I'm not saying I know. All these researchers are saying is we need to kind of take a better look at it. And I agree. But I got to tell you, man, I see you guys hitting the Sudafed. You'll call in. You're like, yeah, I've had allergies, so I'm taking the Sudafed. And you're like, man, you know, how much Sudafed have you been taking? What's your blood pressure? Same thing with steroids. People are calling up. They're getting packs of steroids. Steroids raise blood pressure. Steroids put you at higher risk for diabetes. Maybe that could be why people are getting high blood pressure and heart disease. Is it the treatment or is it the problem? Now, one thing I've done, which isn't my favorite thing, but it might be putting some people in the safest position, is when I have somebody young, healthy, no high blood pressure, no diabetes, for allergy season, and mind you, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have some of the crappiest allergies. We aren't the highest, most, you know, ridiculous city for allergies, but it's pretty bad because it's a dust bowl. We live in the desert. It's just all dust. We give a shot of Kenalog. A 40 milligram shot in the tushy, and you got to really rub the tushy good because otherwise you get like some fat necrosis where, you know, you can't inject the whole butt. Otherwise it looks like, you know, pock marks. So you get the shot, you rub the butt. Trust me, you don't want it to eat up the fat. And it's because it's supposed to really get into the muscle. A shot done right goes into the muscle. And if we do that, a lot of times it eliminates somebody's need to chronically hit the medications. But you can't do that for everybody because if somebody has diabetes or they have high blood pressure, giving them a big whopping 40 milligram shot of a steroid could possibly, you know, induce that or exacerbate that. Remember, we want your blood pressure under 120 over 80. Ideally, 120 over 70 and below. Once you hit that 120 or you hit that 80, you're already elevated. You're already diagnosed with high blood pressure when you're between 130 and 139 over 80 to 89. So those of you with a blood pressure of 130 over 80, you're already considered high blood pressure, stage 1. If you have a high blood pressure of 140 or higher, or 90, stage 2. If you're all the way up at like 180 over 120, man, you're in a hypertensive crisis. I don't want you on steroids or Sudafed then. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First busload of illegal immigrants caught at the Texas border has arrived at the nation's capital. The busing strategy is part of Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's response to the Biden administration's decision to end a public health rule, which has been used to expedite deportations. Abbott saying his state is overwhelmed with illegal immigrants. They were from Colombia, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, and were dropped off near Union Station. A second bus is currently en route to D.C. A key measure of inflation rose at the fastest clip since records have been kept. The producer price index increased 1.4% in March, more than the 1% bump analysts had forecast. It's up 11.2% over the past year. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. The White House says it is no longer considering sending Mi-17 helicopters to Ukraine. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says the United States needs to send strong military aid to the Ukrainians and stop worrying that it could offend Russian President Putin.
They want to fight for their country, and right now they're pushing Putin back, but Putin is not giving up. He's moving his forces to the east. He's carrying out brutal attacks over there. We need to get more aid in.
The Storm Prediction Center says parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Missouri, Kentucky, Illinois, and Indiana are under a moderate risk of severe weather on Wednesday. That's the second highest level forecasters use to determine the severity of possible bad weather. Forecasters are warning of the possibility of tornadoes and damaging winds and hail. This as a blizzard shut down Interstate 94 yesterday from Montana to North Dakota. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this next segment is PG-13. I would say rated R, but I think teenagers need to know about this one. Okay? So there was a young man who was masturbating, and he ruptured his lung. And he sustained a spontaneous pneumomediastinum and a sustained subcutaneous emphysema. Now, I know that people are like, what is a spontaneous pneumomediastinum? We're going to talk about that. But this does not happen to everybody who does a self-session, all right? But it is a rare occurrence, and I thought you guys should know about it. I get these medical case reports. You get these medical news, these news updates. And so these are things that I like to share with you, because if you do have somebody in your family that has chest pain, or if you go through this and you have chest pain, you got to take it seriously. Don't be embarrassed about what you did. A lot of things happen sometimes after sex or after masturbation, and so you need to be aware of it. So basically what happened is his lung ruptured. And the lung rupturing shouldn't be something that normally happens, but it can. So we'll talk about the risk factors. So this case report was published in Radiology Case Reports. And Dr. Nicola Rajig and Christian Schondel spoke about this young man that came to the ER. And so what ended up happening was he was in bed. Okay, so he wasn't with a partner. It's not like he was, you know, driving or in a car. I mean, people sometimes, you know, do this in certain areas. I mean, all he was in bed. So it wasn't anything as strenuous, you know, we're adding on top of the strenuosity, if that's a word. And so he had severe chest pain and severe trouble breathing. He reported that what happened is while this was happening, he experienced sharp chest pain followed by shortness of breath. Now, when we ask you about your chest pain, we're very specific. We're like, okay, is it like a pressure? You know, a lot of times with heart attacks, you'll have pressure. Is it like a sharp, like a stab? That to me makes me think of like a tear, or like a stretching or a pop. Is it colicky, like something coming in waves? Is it pleuritic, where every time you take a deep breath, it hurts? So when we talk about pain, we ask about a whole bunch of different descriptors of it. So it was very sharp. His only medical history was he had mild asthma, which he didn't need medication for, and ADHD. He was being treated by dexamphetamine, which is Vyvanse. So he ends up coming to the emergency department, blood pressure a little high, heart rate a little high, oxygen good, respiratory rate okay. He actually came in probably by ambulance because he had a 10-liter oxygen non-rebreather mask, so he was put on oxygen. No major temperature, blood glucose, from what we understand, okay. No drugs, smoking, whatever, but it looked like he had a swollen face, and then when you press, you could feel the crackling. If you've ever felt subcutaneous emphysema, that's where the air escapes the lung cavity, gets into the tissues underneath the skin, and when you push it, you get popping and crackling. It's concerning, obviously, for the patient, but it's one of the coolest things. I mean, you're like, okay, I could feel the air in the body. You could diagnose somebody without even x-raying them. That's how cool it is from a diagnostic standpoint. There's also, I think Heyman's sign, we could talk about it also, but for the most part, you could feel the crepitus. So sadly, air was escaping the lung, going up into the face. That's painful. That is very painful. So when they did an x-ray, they could see the air. When they did a CAT scan, and I posted a little article on this, you could see the air. It escaped all the way down to his arms, going to his elbow. You could see it up in the jaw, in the face. Pretty bad stuff. So what did they do? Well, they admitted him, and he got paracetamol, which is this must have happened in Europe. It's like a European Tylenol. So they didn't give him narcotics. You don't get narcotics anymore. You can break a leg. You could have a ruptured lung. You're only going to get Tylenol. They gave him IV antibiotics for a few days. They gave him Augmentin, amoxicillin, clavulanic acid. It had admitted him to the ICU. The next day, they were able to put him in the regular ward. Air dissipated, went away by itself. He was able to go home. He survived. But dang. I mean, a pneumomediastinum. It's a little different than a pneumothorax. A pneumothorax is where the lung collapses. The pneumomediastinum is where air gets trapped in the chest wall, in the center. And you saw it. That is painful. I mean, it is so painful. But keep in mind, they're not going to really want to do narcotics because of respiratory depression. So they still gave him oxygen. They were able to wean him off the oxygen. Uncomplicated course, discharged home. But apparently there has been only a handful of cases. It usually happens in young men, Average age 23 years old. 72% of the patients are male. The symptoms are chest pain, neck pain, trouble breathing, crepitations, problems swallowing. 10% of the cases is where you see a dropped lung or a pneumothorax. So with the pneumothorax, you got to get rid of the air and the space so that lung can expand again. So we put in a chest tube. Got to be very careful because you got to watch a vein, artery, and nerve. It's one of the coolest things for medical students to put in a chest tube, but there's an art to it. You got to be really, really careful. And then we put in a chest tube to try to draw out that that air. And then sometimes if it's that bad, we need surgery. So, you know, these are things where risk factors for something like this is if you have asthma, this boy had asthma, this young man had asthma, if you do drugs, tobacco, I doubt his Vyvanse that he was taking for his ADHD had a role. Let me try to see what country this was in. Because paracetamol suggests a Switzerland. This happened in Switzerland. Okay. Yeah, paracetamol suggests a more European thing. But I bring this up because I've been following, I get a lot of news alerts, and yes, a lot of them do seem to have genital or sometimes sexual presentations where it happens during sex or it happens during masturbating or whatever. And, you know, when you've been an ER doc or you've worked in an urgent care as long as I have or even my practice, you notice that a lot of issues that people get a lot of times happen during sex. And maybe it's because sex is one of the most common activities. Maybe masturbating. Some people masturbate more than they exercise. You know, not everybody exercises every day, you know, once, twice a day, but you kind of have to keep in mind, especially if you're in medicine, that very commonly things could be associated with sex. I always, with my patients, ask when they have chest pain, do you have chest pain with sex? You know, what were you doing when the chest pain occurred? Were you doing anything strenuous? Were you having any sexual activity? It is okay to talk about it. It's very common. Everybody's embarrassed. Like, oh, I don't want people to know. I don't want people to know. When you're a doctor, you've seen it all. You've heard it all. And you understand what the average person does. So it's not shocking. But you have to give us this history. You know, I mean, imagine if all this time was spent on this patient. You know, well, it could be a heart attack. He had acute heart pain. You know, all he was doing was sleeping in bed, so you're thinking a heart attack. You know, that little bit of extra history that there was some sexual activity going on is important. Remember there was that one person where his partner injected foam insulation into his penis? Okay, if you aren't open about that, it could take a long time for us to figure out what's going on. Remember there was a woman who used a glass tumbler as a sex aid, marital aid, and it went into her urethra, and there was a big stone, and that grew over it, and she had it for 4 years, and people just kept diagnosing her with a UTI. The history is so important. Don't be embarrassed about stuff. I know you think people are going to joke about you. Your medical history is private, and if there is a medical provider that jokes about you, I mean, they don't belong in medicine, and, you know, it's not supposed to happen. Everybody's supposed to be professional. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. So I had spoken to you about how that study had come out showing that more red states seem to have better outcomes during the pandemic than blue states, showing that lockdowns might not have had the success that many of the more blue state officials were hoping. in terms of lockdowns, in terms of closing businesses, shuttering schools, masks. It seemed to be that in terms of mortality, economy, education, those states that had some looser guidelines did better. Florida was kind of average from a mortality standpoint, didn't have any more deaths, anything less deaths from a more average national standpoint, but did a lot better from an economy and education standpoint. And so one of you had written yesterday, anonymous, saying, Dell, did the country learn their lesson? No. Nobody learned their lesson. Nobody ever does. You could show proof and data and numbers, and whatever the government wants to do is what the government's going to do. That's just, you know, I've seen politicians from both sides. And you'll bring up a study, you'll bring up, and they're like, well, no, because that doesn't make sense, because this. And you just can't argue. Well, Philadelphia is reinstating a mask mandate. This happened a couple days ago. They had announced that they are going to require people to wear masks in public places. It is going to start in 5 days, starting April 18th. COVID-19 cases have increased more than 50% in the previous 10 days. This is according to officials with Philadelphia's Department of Public Health. On April 11th, the department said the city was averaging 142 new cases per day. Mayor Jim Kenney of Philly says our city remains open. We can still go about our daily lives, visit the people and places we love while masking in indoor public spaces. He says, I'm optimistic that this step will help us control the case rate. Under these rules, there is no vaccine or testing requirements for places that serve food or drink, but masks must be worn in school, child care settings, restaurant, and government buildings. Not sure when this mandate has an end date, they haven't said. So, there has been, you know, study after study after study saying if you have a half-ass mask, it's not working. It's got to be a correct, appropriate mask. And the masks don't still allow people to breathe out, obviously, because you have to breathe. Stuff still comes in. So, yes, it might provide a barrier, but to the degree that it causes and the mayhem it causes, especially with preschools and things like that, it's, you know. I mean, kids are paranoid now. Parents were telling me that their kids are like, I need something on my face. I need something on my face. They're like, no, you don't have to have something on your face. This fear kids have that they don't have something on their face. I mean, we really need to kind of rethink what it's doing. But I do get that people are scared. They want a barrier. So if you want to wear a mask, absolutely. Anybody who wants to wear a mask, that's fine. I wear a mask with my patients to protect them. And so they don't have to smell my breath if I have like a tuna sandwich or something like that. But to mandate is a whole other thing. There has been a bump in COVID-19 cases we are starting to see. It is the baby Omicron or stealth Omicron. We don't think it's causing much of an increase in hospitalizations, but it is making its way. If you remember, just a few weeks ago, South Korea was dealing with 500,000 cases a day. We have Shanghai and China locked down because of the surge. Germany just reported another 139,000 cases. South Korea is reporting about 200,000, so their cases dropped, but still, you know, hundreds of thousands of cases. Italy, another 62,000 cases. Vietnam, 24,000. UK, 21,000. Japan, 51,000. So it's definitely still making its way. Our hospitalizations due to COVID, though, has dropped, thank heavens. So, you know, did the more blue states or cities, quote unquote, learn something from the study? I don't think many of them really took a lot of it to heart. You know, these politicians are making a choice, and they want to make, they're doing the lesser of two evils, and they want to make the safest choice that they think. And so, you know, mandating masks seems to be safer than not, because there's always somebody going, why aren't you doing something? Cases are rising. Why aren't you doing something? So it's easier for them to be faulted for a mask mandate than to be faulted for not doing something. That's the problem. And that's why, you know, in my neck of the woods, same thing. If at all death rates went up, people were going to have the politicians' butts. Yet the mandates were so restrictive, Nevada actually came in worst in health despite the mask mandates. Despite all the restrictions and the closures of casinos. You know, it's one of those things where we got to learn to live with it, and I would rather the money go to better masks. You know, give people better masks. I think everybody got like KN95 masks, a few of them, a few months ago. I don't know if anybody went to the pharmacies and got them or not. I don't really know what happened with that. Now, speaking of masks, we have been hoping that we can finally breathe on an airplane without the mask inhibiting us. Looks like the Biden administration is extending the mask requirement by another 15 days for now. So travelers are still going to have to wear masks on airplanes, trains, transit hubs, according to three sources briefed in the matter. Industry groups and Republican lawmakers want the administration to immediately end the 14-month-old mask mandate. This is according to Reuters. The latest extension will keep the requirements, which was supposed to expire on the 18th. But now they're going to extend it to May 3rd. CDC first issued a public health order requiring masks in interstate transportation, transit hubs, airplanes, mass transit, taxis, rideshare vehicles, trains, effective in February 2021. TSA issued a security directive to enforce the CDC order, and CDC and TSA requirements keep being extended. Many of the transportation industry heads are asking for this to stop. I've been on a plane, and as a physician, I have for years carried a mask just in case I was sitting next to somebody sick, or, you know, I thought I might have had something, and I just like to carry it because if I think someone's going to sit next to me that doesn't have to, I can wear a mask, and hopefully they won't, so I get the extra seats. Rarely happens. But I notice that when I wear it, I have trouble breathing. The partial pressure of oxygen is different. For me, it's miserable. Flying. I'm supposed to be flying to New York in June, and I am really nervous about having to wear a mask. It just, I don't breathe well with it. And you go get COVID. You're in close quarters. You're exchanging air even with the mask. I mean, is it really preventing COVID to the degree that we think it is? So, sadly, we still have mandates when it comes to that. And again, for those people that want to wear one, wear one. If you want to go on a plane and wear a mask, I don't blame. Fine, go ahead. I've been wearing masks around patients for years, and I still will continue to. The choice is yours. That's what's so beautiful about America. There's a choice. But when you mandate and enforce it, the problem with these mandates is if you've noticed, you know, there's kids on planes that get kicked off because the kid, the little two-year-old, who's very independent and wants to breathe, understandably, doesn't want to put it on the face. So parents aren't traveling. Grandparents aren't seeing their kids. You know, the mandate is where things get ugly. You want to wear a mask. You feel sick. The airplane wants to, you know, offer it to people. If they want to turn somebody away because they're actively infectious, those are things that could be considered, but to mandate and kick a family with a child off because the kid won't wear the mask, it's just taking it all to a whole nother level. And look at how many unruly passenger incidents, 7,000 of them, 70% had to involve the mask. It's not a popular idea. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.